Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. I've heard it said before that some leaders don't like to preach on grace because they're afraid that people will interpret it as license. Almost like, I want to keep the tension there because I'm afraid they're going to be like rebellious children and go hog wild. And yet, when the miracle of God is at work in us, conviction does happen because the Spirit is at work in us. In fact, 1 John 3:9 says, no one who's born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they've been born of God. And you actually wrote that God's grace does not mean that anything goes. So speak to that argument and that even fear that if I preach that you are saved by grace, period, I'm afraid you're going to go hog wild. Speak to that argument.
Okay, I've got like three responses to that. The first thing, it's very curious when people say that to me, well, everybody's just going to go hog wild. I always say back to them, are you referring to yourself?
Good. All right.
But instantly, oh, no, of course not me, but I'm worried about all these other people, which can you see the subtle form of judgment? They are not prompted by the Spirit in the same way that I am. Of course, I would never just take it as a license to sin, but you never know, there are some people. And we'll finish that thought, that don't have the same Spirit of God working inside of them. So it's very actually condescending and somewhat arrogant for me to, it appears as though I'm concerned about all these other people, but the truth is I'm drawing a judgment against them and saying that they will not respond to the inner conviction, Susie, that you just mentioned, which is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, second thought that I have, and I don't know, people generally don't have a very good sense of how much time elapses in the Old Testament. And did you know, for instance, that from the time Adam and Eve sinned until Noah shows up on the scene, that 1,600 years have transpired? And in all of that time, do you know that God issued no further commands than the two commands that were there in the beginning, or at least the one, don't eat the fruit, and some people interpret, you know, be fruitful and multiply as a command, but I leave that for another subject. But 1,600 years and no commands. And then following the flood, God gave only two more commands to Noah, and they were basically don't murder and don't eat meat with blood. And then it will ultimately be 2,430 years from the time of Adam and Eve until the law under Moses was given to man. And in all of those 2.5 millennia, the people of God lived primarily on the promises of God. And we don't see a lot of evidence that they, the believers, went hog wild in those in that period of time.
Mm. And so, go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, so it's a faulty argument because it pulls us out of the Word of God, and then we begin speculating on what might happen if we teach the truth of God. But that's just like people who say, well, I don't really want to talk to my friends about Jesus because, well, you know, I don't really want to turn them off to the gospel. Well, at some point, you have to trust that the truth of the Word of God, if it's rightly divided, if it's applied with the Spirit of Jesus and so forth, we have to believe that His Word is that which can go down inside of us, as we're told in Hebrews, and sift and sort the thoughts and the intentions of our heart, and ultimately separate out that which is an evil impulse from that which is a godly impulse. That's my response to the people who say that.